मतलब इन चीज के लिए अगर आई रिमेम्बरिंग टू से दैट एनी एक्टिविटी दैट वी आर डूइंग इट इज रिमेम्बरिंग इज नेम कॉन्शियसली
दैट्स राइट The memory of the divine is usually quite difficult. As I told you that it requires a big effort to lift your eyes from the ground. It's not easy. To feel the delight of the presence of the divine is the real bhakti. But once that has seized your heart, you can always remain in the state of memory of God. Constantly, whatever else may be your activity, whatever may be your process of knowledge or action or will, whatever, you cannot forget the divine. Your heart is seized by the divine, then you can never forget him. This is the secret of Smara. Therefore he says, Yudhyacha, even when you fight, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mamanu Smara. This is the great secret that Sri Krishna gives. Just as a Namaskuru, you do pranam to me. Sri Krishna tells Arjuna, now do pranam to me. Similarly says, Mamanu Smara, you remember me. So, therefore, you should always think of me and fight. With your mind and intellect surrendered unto me, you will without doubt attain to me exclusively. Abhyasa yoga yuktena cetasa na anya gamina paramam purusham divyam yati partha anuchintayan. Whoever meditates on me with his mind controlled by constant practice of yoga and not wandering astray, O son of Partha, he attains to him the effulgent, the supreme Purusha. Kavim Puranam Anushasitaram Anoho Aniyam Samanusmaret yaha sarvasya dhataram achintya rupam aditya varnam tamasah parastat prayana kale manasa chalena bhaktya yuktah yoga balena cheva bhruvoho madhye pranam avesya samyak satam param purusham upeti divyam. These two paragraphs give you the condition in which you should reach when you can remember the divine. It's a complete synthesis of devotion, karma and jnana. He who meditates on the seer, on the omniscient, on the ancient, the ruler of all, one who is subtler than the subtlest, the sustainer of all, whose form transcends thought, and who is effulgent like the sun and is beyond darkness, one who does so at the time of his departure with an unwavering mind, endowed with devotion and power of yoga, and establishing completely his pranas in the center of the eyebrows, he attains that supreme effulgent Purusha and divine. It only already shows how much knowledge you should have of the nature of the divine. Without that knowledge, you cannot have this kind of bhakti and this kind of smarana of the divine with unwavering mind at the end of your life. Actually, that point is a very difficult point, and to concentrate and to remember God at that time is normally very difficult. Yad aksharam veda vidaha vadanti Vishanti yad yatayo vitaragaha yad ichantaha brahmacharyam charanti tatte padam sangrahena pravakshi. I shall now tell you that state which the knowers of the Vedas call akshara omkar into which the ascetics free from passion enter, aspiring to which they practice brahmacharya. Now he explains, in all these propositions you will find a synthesis of Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Bhakti Yoga. Sarva dvarani samyamya mano ridhi niruddhyacha murdhani adhaya atmanaha pranam asthitaha yoga dharanam. Having restrained all the gateways of senses, drawing the mind within the heart and concentrating the pranas at the space between the eyebrows, established in the yogic meditation. Repeating the monosyllable Om, which is Brahman, meditating upon me, whosoever departs, giving up his body, he attains the supreme goal. Ananya chetaha satatam yaha mam smarati nityasha tasya aham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginaha. He who constantly remembers me, thinking of none else, I am easily attained, O son of Pritha, by whom, who is a yogin, ever controlled. Now you will see 12 and 13. The 12th is basically the process of Jnana Yoga. In the next one, in the 13th, Om iti aksharam brahma vyaharan. Om is a very important syllable which is used in making sacrifices. So here there is a tremendous stress upon karma yoga. And the next one is smara, is a bhakti yoga. All the three are to be interrelated, so that there is no distinction between the movement of jnana and bhakti and karma. Karma becomes bhakti, bhakti becomes jnana, jnana becomes bhakti. All the three are interrelated and become one. Mam upetya punarjanma dukkhalayam ashashvatam na apnuvanti mahatmanah samsiddhim paramam gataha. Having reached me, these great souls are not born again in this transient world, which is the abode of sorrow, because they have reached the highest perfection. Abrahma bhuvanat lokaha punaravartinaha arjuna mam upetyatu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. O Arjuna, all the worlds up to the realm of Brahman are subject to repeated return, but one who attains to me, O son of Kunti, never takes rebirth. Sahasra yuga paryantam arhaha yad brahmanaha viduhu ratrim yuga sahasrantam te ahaha ratravidaha janaha. Those who know that the day of Brahma extends for 1,000 yugas and his night lasts for 1,000 yugas, they are the knowers of day and night. This is what I spoke to you about, the knowledge of astronomy and the knowledge of astrology, the whole idea of time, in which what Sri Krishna says is that there are moments when the divine is creative. There are moments when the divine withdraws and withdraws everything that is created. And according to the Vedic astronomy, 1,000 yugas constitute one day when the divine is manifesting and creatively acting. Then there are 1,000 yugas during which he goes on withdrawing and remains at rest, you might say. Does not manifest. And, pardon? Yes. There are many worlds. There is this vital world, mental world, and then over-mental world, and then the supramental world. Now, as long as you move up to the mental world, you are still in bondage. you are obliged to return. It is only when you can go beyond it and when you can reach the Supreme Divine Himself, then only you have no necessity to come back on the earth.